Attention sports fans, your favorite sportsbook BetUS.com is back for our 29th year of football action.
With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, NBA, MLB, and more. We've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest slots, and our live dealers are waiting for you at the table. Sign up at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS and get into the action. BetUS, where the game begins.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I can tell you about, 6 or so hours north of me, in Raleigh, North Carolina, there's a hockey game going on. It is 1 a.m. in the morning in Raleigh, North Carolina, and the Florida Panthers and the Carolina Hurricanes are in their third overtime. They are tied at 2. This is the longest game played in Hurricanes history. This is game one of the Eastern Conference Finals for the Stanley Cup. About 4 minutes left here in the third overtime. And I mean, well, damn. Somebody better get a goal in soon. Otherwise, they're going to be out here playing another 20. This is nuts. 1 a.m. in the morning, people have left. People have gone home. People got to go to work. I guess people got to go to school. 1 a.m., damn. Anyway, on the NBA side, on the Western Conference Finals, the Denver Nuggets, they beat the Lakers. They've gone up 2-0 in this series. Denver wins tonight 108-103. Jamal Murray loses his mind, scores 37 points overall, has 23 points in the fourth quarter, knocked down 6 3-point shots, and Nikola Jokic just did Jokic things. Nikola Jokic had a triple-double that is just so ordinary, so quiet, so normal that you don't even bat an eye. 23 points, 17 rebounds, and 12 assists for Nikola Jokic. Michael Porter Jr. had 16 points, knocked down 4 threes. I told you about Jamal Murray. He went 6 of 14 from deep. And the Lakers, they had an 11-point lead at one point, but they were stinking a joint up from deep. They took 30 shots, 30 threes, I should say. They only made 8 of them. Anthony Davis was 4 of 15 from the field for 18 points. LeBron James was 0 of 6 from deep. He had 22 points, 10 assists, and 9 rebounds. He did have some turnovers. At one point in time, he also went for a dunk, tried to hit you with a little razzle-dazzle reverse, and the ball slipped right out of his hands. And so not the greatest of games for LeBron James. But then you look at some of his teammates. Anthony Davis, extremely poor. D'Angelo Russell only had 10 points on 3 of 8 shooting. Rui Hachimura really had to help bolster and boost the Lakers in the first half. He had 17 of his 21 points in the first, and then Austin Reeves, he balled out again. I guess if you want to find a positive for the Lakers, Austin Reeves had 22 points. He was 5 of 9 from deep. But this is the most important thing. Denver is up 2-0. The Lakers better hope that they can go back to Los Angeles and find some hope. LeBron James, a few minutes ago, before the break, he spoke to the media and he said, this series ain't over yet. Listen to LeBron.
What do you take out of it is the fact that this is not the NCAA tournament. It's the first team to 4 wins. And we have an opportunity to go home and play great basketball and home serve. Until the team beats you 4 times, then you always have an opportunity to come out of it. You know, so that's the confidence that we should have. And I know it's going to be a tough hill to climb up, but we still have an opportunity to you know, play good basketball and play the best basketball of the series in game three. And like I said, if we can get better from game two, like we did tonight to game three, then we put ourselves in a position to do that.
Okay, okay. No panic from LeBron James. What's he going to do? He didn't get eliminated yet. And like it's a little remark there, this is not the NCAA tournament. Is this game over? No, this game is still going on.
Yeah,
damn.
It's still, I knew there was a pause there for a reason.
Damn, I'm watching this game. The game is still going on. I hope they play until 5 in the morning. Not going to happen, but I hope they do. I'm always one for records to be broken. Anyway, Darvin Ham, I guess you could say he is equally as optimistic as LeBron James. Darvin Ham, Lakers head coach, he's like, listen, this series is going to be a long one, and here's a positive for you. Listen to Darvin Ham.
In terms of the efficiency, I mean, we were aggressive, came out a whole lot better than we did in game one. Again, the increments in which we're improving as this series goes on, albeit it's only been two games, we did a lot of good things out there tonight. We had some lulls that they were able to take advantage of, did a great job defensively in the first half, majority of the third, and then, you know, kind of got out of rhythm offensively, and they caught fire, and that combination usually leads to your demise. But, you know, proud of our guys. They bounced back. We addressed a lot of things that we said we were going to try to do better. Still got to be better in transition D. But overall, the energy was there. The effort was there. The urgency was there. We just caught a bad stretch.
Nah, man, y'all didn't catch a bad stretch. Y'all crapped the bed. Y'all had a lead. Y'all were turning the ball over. Y'all were trying to worry about Jokic so much, you forgot about Jamal Murray, who decided to just go out there and explode. The Lakers had 24 points in the fourth quarter. Jamal Murray had 23. How the hell is that a bad stretch? Where's the defense? Jamal Murray spoke to ESPN after the game, after he lit him up, and this is what he had to say.
Jamal, how were you able to hold them off down the stretch?
I mean, they fought, you know. They tested us, they pushed the ball. They made shots late. They switched it up. I just thought we stayed disciplined. Even when they went on runs, we were able to adjust mid-game and make the necessary adjustments. So I thought we did a good job executing.
You seem exhausted. You played the entire second half. I know you haven't been feeling great. How are you feeling right now?
I feel better. We won, you know. A win is a win, so I'm good after this, you know.
You went off in the fourth quarter, 23 points. Just what changed for you in that fourth quarter?
Just locking in. You know, I missed some really good looks in the first half. My team told me to keep shooting. I was getting the looks I wanted. We knew where they would fall, so good thing is I didn't stop shooting. You know, the team kept fouling me, and I was able to knock him down the stretch.
He kept on shooting. He had 23 points in the fourth. The Lakers had 24. And in the second, I want you to hear from head coach of the Nuggets, Mike Malone. Every game, it's like he ups the ante on the disrespect that the Nuggets face. It's getting to the point where it's just like, okay, dude, I think your team is motivated. How much more added motivation are you trying to give them? Oh, yeah, and by the way, the Hurricanes and the Panthers, they're going to be playing in a fourth overtime. They are still tied at 2-2. These guys are sick of it.
We ain't still sitting up.
It's called coffee. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Lee is calling from South Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hello, how you doing?
Excellent.
I'm a Laker fan, and I was hoping the Lakers, but the Lakers are done. This is my team, but they are done. And you know, one thing that I wish, they should have kept Dwight Howard and Miguel McGee. That's the only reason that Denver will beat them. They don't have the big man to play Jokic. And then Anthony Davis will be set up free. So we'll decide to get rid of Dwight Howard. That was a mistake.
You think they need to bring him back from Taiwan?
Yes, sir, bring him back. Because, see, Jokic had a problem with Dwight Howard and McGee. And it showed when they played in the bubble. And, see, that makes all the difference in the world. If they kept Dwight Howard and re-signed him, the Lakers would go all the way to the Lakers, too. They're not going nowhere.
Okay. Well, I'm sure, and thank you, Lee, for calling from South Carolina. I'm sure when and if the Los Angeles Lakers are eliminated, Dwight Howard will have an Instagram or Twitter video ready from the other side of the planet bashing them, inviting LeBron and maybe Anthony Davis to come over to Taiwan to play basketball. Let's see how bold Dwight Howard is at that point in time. I told you about Mike Malone. This man went on, I don't want to call it a tear, I don't want to say it's a rant, but he gave quite the quote in continuing his speeches on how disrespected the Nuggets have been. I want you to take a listen to this. Mike Malone wants you to smoke something. Listen.
You win game one of the playoffs, and all everybody talked about was the Lakers. Let's be honest. That was a national narrative was, hey, the Lakers are fine. They're down 1-0, but they figured something out. No one talked about Nikola just had a historic performance. He's got 13 triple-doubles now, third all-time. What he's doing is just incredible, but the narrative wasn't about the Nuggets. The narrative wasn't about Nikola. The narrative is about the Lakers and their adjustments. So, you know, you put that in your pipe, you smoke it, and you come back, and you know what? We're going to go up 2-0.
Okay. And if they go up 3-0, what's he going to come out and say? They're like, you've been doing this for months. I mean, it was only a couple of months ago that Mike Malone was talking about his own team that finished the season at 7-7. He was talking about how soft they were, how they didn't have any heart. And now everybody's just disrespecting the Nuggets. This is the same Mike Malone who was also saying, yeah, I understand why people don't respect us. They're not going to until we win a championship. And so, hey, Mike, which one is it? I understand you're trying to go out there and motivate your team and motivate your guys. But come on, can you have it both ways? Does the team actually need added motivation? I think they're okay. Ezra calling from Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yo, what's up, JR? Yo,
how are you?
I'm going to tell you straight up, man. When the playoffs started, I had Denver coming out the West. I called this, no lie, the Jokic legacy playoff run. You know what I mean? I didn't know the Lakers were going to win their play-in game. I was always saying Jokic and the Nuggets, because we all know they ain't never been to a finals. They done retired Mutombo, their number. They're the first eighth seed to beat the number one seed in the Sonics. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I've been saying it since the playoffs started. This is Jokic legacy. Hall of Fame, easily. Easy. First ballot into the Hall of Fame. He gets that franchise into the finals. And okay. The way they balling, I said it also, because, you know, I work at a sports bar. I make bets with all my regulars. I'm winning money. I told them it's not Jokic. He's going to eat. It's Jamal Murray you got to worry about. And after game one, I said it again. It's Jamal Murray you got to worry about. And right now, people that are, like, saying, oh, the LeBron haters are coming out. No, it's not the LeBron haters. What it is, it's that killer mentality, the Mamba mentality that LeBron doesn't possess. That's all it is. And Jokic, he's got that. You can see it when he scores. He doesn't even celebrate. How you doing, JR?
I'm excellent. That's what, thank you for calling from Atlanta. Yeah, I mean, what do we expect different from LeBron James throughout the course of his career? Anytime he loses, it's the easiest thing to say. He's not Kobe. He's not Michael Jordan. Yeah, I think we've known that now for 20 years. He's LeBron James. Look at everything he's accomplished. But he lost tonight, so he's not Kobe. He doesn't possess the Mamba mentality. Okay. Now, what happens if they tie the series? I don't think they will, but are people going to say that then? Was LeBron James, it was no Mamba mentality when he had 30 the other game, right? Almost had a triple-double. Almost had another one tonight. Not the Mamba mentality, right? 855-212-4CBS. Larry calling from Cleveland. What's on your mind, Larry?
Hey, how you doing, Jerry? What's up?
Good.
I tell you what. The series right now, if Anthony Woodruff and D'Angelo would have stepped their game up, they had this game won. That's all it came down to. And like you mentioned, they didn't. And you got to give the props to the Nuggets, too, though, with Melmer. The kid came off a pretty bad knee injury, and he's playing a lot better now. But you can't knock LeBron. I mean, the kid, his age right now, what he is, the level he's playing right now, he's playing damn good basketball. And I see him coming back there in game three to L.A. I think they'll win it.
Okay. Yeah, I think I would, if I had to lean one way, I'd give them the W on Saturday as well. I am not confident on them kind of bouncing back to win the series, but I know better to not count them out. Not at all. You just heard LeBron James. The man said, this is not the NCAA tournament. We got more to play. We haven't lost four yet. We will be back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I know it's kick LeBron season, at least for tonight, until he loses another game or until he's eliminated, and then people will really have a field day. LeBron James, there's some other legends who have worse problems. Brett Favre had a giant feature in Sports Illustrated today about misappropriation of welfare funds, saying that Brett Favre just might be indicted. Tiger Woods is not in the news, or he's in the news not for great reasons. And then there's also a tennis great. You will not be seeing him play. So we got a lot of news on legends. I'm going to get to more of your calls. I'm going to share some of that with you on the other side as well. If you thought LeBron had it bad, wait until you hear about what's going on with Brett Favre. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. And the Panthers and Canes, they're still playing. CBS Sports Radio, don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I want to commend you on what you're doing going around college to college. My friend's daughter saw you at Bryant, I think it was. You got her really thinking, and I think she's gonna go into your field. I think it's just a wonderful thing you're doing.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Hey, shout-outs to all the students out there. Shout-outs to all the graduates. We got people out here, they getting them degrees. Good for you. It's not an easy thing to do. Pat yourselves on the back. 855-212-4CBS. Something else not easy to do is to play a hockey game. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern time. That stretches all the way to 1:20 in the morning. And that's exactly what's taking place right now. In Raleigh, North Carolina, in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals for the Stanley Cup, the Panthers from Florida, the Hurricanes here of Carolina, the Carolinas, they're tied at 2. They have just entered into their fourth overtime. Something is going to have to give. The NHL actually tweeted out a message or a note a few minutes ago, pretty much asking, hey, you guys ready for quadruple overtime? How are you feeling? And I said, give me six overtimes. I don't think we'll get there. But the more the merrier. I'm down for history. Let him play 20 overtimes for all I care. I'm not out there on the ice. And a lot of the fans in the arena, they certainly look wore out. You know, a lot of people look absolutely worn out. Speaking of worn out, we know the Denver Nuggets, they beat the Lakers tonight 108-103. Denver now has a 2-0 series lead. LeBron James taking a little bit of a beating, even though some of his teammates were absolute garbage. Anthony Davis, 4-15 from the field. D'Angelo Russell, 3-8. LeBron almost had a triple-double. Missed six threes, had some turnovers. Not the most sterling of a game, but not garbage. And he's getting beat up for it. And I told you before the break, there's just a trio of superstars who might have it worse than LeBron tonight. One of them, Brett Favre. I'm sure by now you've probably heard about the Mississippi welfare scandal and Brett Favre trying to raise funds for, a startup, also for a volleyball stadium for his daughter, she was in college at the time. And Brett Favre was just like, I didn't know where the money was coming from. I just took it. And so he's in some deep crap because everybody involved in the case has pretty much been indicted. People have pled guilty, and there's an investigation ongoing. And so Sports Illustrated, if you should have time, they did a massive write-up about the implications that Brett Favre might be in store for given his behavior. He's saying, I didn't know anything, but that's currently being checked into. And so Sports Illustrated, because this is a radio show, I can't read you the 25-minute read, but I can certainly play you this video from Sports Illustrated, narrated by Robin Lundberg. This is what the hell is going on with Brett Favre right now. He might be in some trouble.
Brett Favre is at the center of a scandal. His repeated demands for money were the driving force behind the misuse of welfare funds in Mississippi, one investigator told SI's Michael Rosenberg. And Favre and his projects benefited greatly. Former Governor Phil Bryant actively assisted Favre in his quest for funds. Bryant once texted, "We will get this done," in regards to a funding request. Favre said he did not know the money he was receiving was supposed to go to welfare, but he met repeatedly with and told Bryant that he loved Mississippi's welfare director. Others involved in the scandal have faced charges, including Nancy New, the welfare administrator he worked with most closely to direct money to his projects. So there is a possibility Favre may be indicted.
Yeah, you thought LeBron was having a crap night? Brett Favre is supposed to, well, he should have given back some of this money. I think he still has some out there outstanding. And look, if Brett Favre gets indicted and this man got to go to trial, and it's wow. I mean, I'm sure they'll find something to blame it on. But for right now, Brett Favre says, I did not know anything. Somebody else having a bad day, a string of them at least. Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods has just been in the news for the past few weeks. He has an ex that is trying to just get money out of him because of how the relationship ended. And she's saying she wants to go to court and pretty much put all the business of their relationship out there, or at least while she deserves the money. And Tiger Woods is saying, hey, lady, when we were dating, we came to an agreement that if we were no longer dating, that we would go to arbitration and keep things private. Looks like Tiger Woods, even though he's losing in the court of public opinion, looks like he got a little bit of a win. This is from the Today Show.
A Florida judge has rejected an attempt by Tiger Woods' ex-girlfriend to throw out that non-disclosure agreement. The judge ruled yesterday that Erica Herman must abide by the 2017 document and resolve her lawsuit seeking $30 million behind closed doors. The judge called Herman's attempt to quash the agreement by claiming sexual harassment, quote, vague and threadbare. She says Herman failed to provide specific facts for that claim.
Well, thank you, Hoda Kotb, for the news there. Look, if I'm Tiger Woods, there's a few things that you need to do at this stage of your life. Stay away from any type of relationship, bro. Just don't do it. Just don't. You go to the internet, man, Go to the internet. Don't date anybody. Don't find a girlfriend. Don't find a wife. Don't go to, you know, the people that he used to pay to go see. Don't do any of that. Just go to the internet. Because having to go through this crap and get sued for $30 million because you broke up with a woman, I mean, how many more terrible experiences does Tiger Woods need before he realizes that you should probably just stop? And then he had that silly joke handing out feminine hygiene products on the golf course, like Tiger. Just rehab, and if you want to do something, just go look at the internet. I think most of us understand what the hell I mean there. And then someone else not having a good day, and not because he has issues with women or allegedly stealing welfare funds. One of the greatest male tennis players of all time, Rafael Nadal, he will not be participating on clay, which he has dominated. He won't be at the French Open. He's still dealing with a hip injury. This ain't good news, but I wouldn't put it in the Brett Favre or Tiger Woods category. Listen to Nadal say, "I ain't playing."
First thing, not going to be able to play in Roland Garros. As you know, I was even working as much as possible every single day for the last 4 months. Have been very difficult months because we were not able to find the solution to the problem that I had in Australia.
Yeah, now he's saying that he ain't playing in the French Open, and next year is going to be his last year playing, period. He's going to turn 37 years old in 2 weeks. He has 14 French Open titles. That's a record. He's tied with Djokovic for 22 Grand Slam titles. And everybody's falling apart. Federer's knee got cooked, and Federer is done. And now Nadal is dealing with the hip. And we talk about the longevity of LeBron James. Nadal won his first French Open in 2005. I remember watching Nadal come out onto the scene. And it was, hey, look at this young kid from Spain running around with the headband and the muscle shirts. And he was whooping everybody's ass up in Roland Garros. And now he's basically, I don't want to call him old, but he's running out of gas. He's tennis old. At least Nadal isn't dealing with the problems of Brett Favre or Tiger Woods. Seems like they brought those problems onto themselves. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to get some more of your calls before we roll out. And we know Nadal is done. We know Tiger Woods. Yeah, he's basically done. And we know Brett Favre. He's been done with football. I hope he's not done in life. But then, there are two NFL players. They haven't shut the door in their lives. I'll fill you in on who they are. I'll get to their calls. Hey, Shep, the hockey game is still going on, Shep.
I apologize. I had that wrong.
You don't got to apologize for nothing. Hey, Marco, the game is still going on, bruh.
Well, I'm an idiot. You would think that this would be over in four overtimes. At some point, somebody can just collapse on the ice, give something up.
Maybe somebody will just quit.
I don't know like that. I can't imagine. I don't know how they're standing. I mean, they got to be exhausted. How are they not making the critical mistake? It's mind-blowing.
Somebody's body is going to quit. We'll see sooner than later. Hey, this game started at 8 p.m. Eastern time. It's currently approximately a few minutes past 1:30 Eastern.
JR, I tell you, one person that's quit, I don't know if you're watching the game in between. It's kind of hard. You're kind of busy doing a show. Yeah. I think Wayne Gretzky is completely quit on the post game on TNT. That guy's wanted to go home for the last 3 hours. He has no interest. He doesn't care who wins, when it happens. Get me out of here. I want to go to sleep. Gretzky looks like he is so fed up.
Wayne Gretzky, the private jet is up in Chambly waiting for him. And he's been waiting on that one for a few hours now. It's a wild one. 50 minutes of ice time. What the hell? Not me. I think I've spent a collective maybe 30 minutes on ice my whole life. No thanks here.
By the way, the great one, early yes. 60s, he looks good, man.
What do you think his secret is?
It helps to have money. It helps to have money. But I mean, he doesn't, you know, it's funny because we don't really hear from him that much. I mean, obviously, he's part of the TNT coverage of hockey, but he's just really disappeared from the public eye. It's good to see the great one out in the public. We don't hear a lot from Bobby Orr, you know, guys like Marcel Dion. So it's good to see Gretzky out, you know, representing hockey the way he is. Good,
wouldn't shock me if he's not going to be there, Shep, after the fourth overtime. Yeah, he wants to go home, man.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Somebody got to pay for that jet. I don't think it's Turner. Yeah, no, they probably do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Wayne Gretzky, he might be gone. Time to go to sleep. I'm going to tell you about some dudes who maybe haven't turned the lights off on their career. I'll explain.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You're such a man of the people. You take more calls than any sports personality I've ever known. And to take words out of your mouth, pardon me, we appreciate you, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
A six-hour hockey game? It's going in that direction. I mean, damn. These guys are tied as hell. The Florida Panthers, the Carolina Hurricanes, they're tied at 2. They're in the fourth overtime. There's 8 minutes left here in this period. This game started, the puck dropped at like 8 p.m. Eastern time. It's almost 2 a.m. in the morning. Shout outs to all the folks in Raleigh who have just stuck around for this. There's a good amount of people. There's some people that have left. You see some empty red seats there close to the boards, but there's still a good amount of people there. Damn. 4 overtimes. They're trying to avoid 5. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to some of your calls before we roll out. There's been a lot of people wanting to pile on LeBron James tonight for the loss. What else is new? I told you there are some other legends who have it worse. Tiger Woods trying to save $30 million from his ex. Brett Favre still being investigated as a part of the Mississippi welfare scandal. Rafael Nadal won't be participating in his best tournament, his best Grand Slam, the French Open, because of a hip injury. He let everybody know he has one more year left in him whenever he returns next year, and that's it. And then I want to tell you about two athletes, maybe not done with football. I'll explain. But let's go ahead and talk to Arturo, caller from Texas. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Arturo?
Hey, how's it going? Can you guys hear me okay?
Hear you loud and clear perfectly. Please, go ahead.
Awesome. Hey, yeah, I was just watching. Well, I was trying to listen to the Arizona Wildcats tonight, but in the intermission, because they had a rain over there, I ended up listening to you instead, and I've been hooked ever since. So it's been a pleasure hearing you, man, talking about LeBron and listening to all the callers. I have five quick comments. I don't know if I'll get to them all, but
wait, Arturo, did you say five?
Yeah.
Oh my God, we don't have time for five. We're at the end of the show. Give me that one strong one.
Okay. Well, the quick one was the hockey game. Good thing I was gonna watch that match tonight, but good thing I didn't. And all those fans that are in the crowd still, give them a season pass. Seriously. And hey, I was also going to say that I don't know how they're still playing. It's really interesting to see how these two teams, I don't know if it's just fatigue, but none of them are giving each other an inch despite so much going in there. And I think at the NHL, I think they have to kind of make like somewhat of a change, because I would think at this point they would be like, penalty, you know?
It's the Stanley Cup playoffs. Let them play. concessions. We don't need a runner on second base. Let him play.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You'll give him like maybe like 3-on-3 or something. But So they just continue. Because I remember at one point I saw the Columbus Blue Jackets. They went all the way third period a couple years ago, and they didn't go to penalties. So is there never any penalties? Like they just keep going and going to like whenever.
This ain't the finals, bruh. So I hope they play.
Okay.
I hope they play until 8 a.m. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Arturo.
All right, thank you so much, man. Appreciate you
for calling from Texas. Thank you. He's like, I got 5 points to make. I'm like, we don't have time for 5 points. I did tell you about these football players. Oh, my God. Some people don't know when to quit. Nadal knows when to quit. He says next year will be it. Tiger Woods, he needs to quit with the women, but he seemingly is starting to quit on golf. He understands that. These two dudes, I don't know if they're quitting on football. It's Matt Ryan and Antonio Brown. Let me give you an update here on Antonio Brown. His dad played, football up in Albany. Didn't play in the NFL, but played up in Albany, New York. New York State, upstate capital. And I guess Antonio Brown is trying to continue on in his footsteps. He had a business dealing with the team, and then he says he wasn't going to play with the team, the Albany Empire. And now he's saying that he's going to suit up to help, bring more fans into the arena. They're only drawing about 2,000 people. He wants to show up and help them get 10,000. So you might see Antonio Brown back on a field. But it won't be no damn NFL. This is the news from WNYT, News Channel 13, up in Albany. Listen to this.
Well, Albany Empire chaos is the perfect headline. And if I were to tell you that 7-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Antonio Brown was going to now suit up and play for the Albany Empire, how quickly would you go and buy a ticket to be in the house at MVP Arena? Well, Brown, the owner of the Albany Empire, the owner, told me this afternoon that he will play in a game with the Empire either next weekend, May 27th, against Fayetteville, or their first game, home game in June, which is Saturday the 17th.
Man, Antonio Brown going to change his mind and quit between now and then. Let's be serious. Matt Ryan, he was on Sirius XM NFL Radio. And Matt Ryan, we know that he accepted a job as an analyst with CBS for football. And Matt Ryan told Sirius XM NFL Radio, I'm not quitting, though. Like, I'm not done. They may think I'm done, but I'm not done. Listen to Matt Ryan. He sounds confused.
You know, you have to kind of wait and see what the decision is, right? It's hard to sit there in hypotheticals. I know, when I kind of think about the last 18 months for myself of being in Atlanta for a long time, going through a trade and kind of having the season that we had in Indianapolis last year, you just don't know how things are going to pan out. And so for me, staying in shape, making sure, that my body feels good. We're creatures of habit, and I've been doing this for so long that it's part of what I need just mentally, day to day to get up, to get moving, to stay in shape. And, I don't really want to chase any hypotheticals, but it would have to take everything, other than that, I'm really, excited about the decision that I've made.
Man, the NFL is probably done with you unless it's an emergency. And the NFL is most definitely done with Antonio Brown. He has to skip around on a Arena Football League field. Sad. And also, I don't know if this is sad, exciting, entertaining. This hockey game has been on for 6 hours. Florida and Carolina is still tied at 2, 3 minutes left in the fourth overtime. I didn't think that, like 90 minutes ago, there'd be a way that I will end, my show will end before the hockey game. But that looks to be the case unless we get some type of miracle goal here. This is nuts. 855-212-4CBS. Burks is calling from Florida. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
What's going on, my guy, man? I just want to get back to the Lakers, man.
You know, on a night, you know, where Rory again comes through 8 for 10, 21 points. I didn't watch the game, so I'm not sure if he was in the starting lineup or not.
No.
But he came off the bench. He came off the bench again. Listen, man, this guy is kind of like the X factor for him. The shooter is trash. He cannot, you know, guard Murray. I don't see what's going on with the Lakers and Darvin and his adjustments or lack thereof. You know what I'm saying?
Well, here's the question for you as we're getting ready to wrap up, Burks. I want to make sure that we get this out. Do you see the Lakers bouncing back? Yes or no?
Yes. They take one game at least at home. At least. They've been dominant at home.
Yeah, you know, 6-0.
But you gotta make the adjustment, man. For all intents and purposes, Jokic was trash tonight, for real. You know, he.
Wait, whoa. The answer, no, that's inaccurate. I don't think having 23 points, 17 rebounds, and 12 assists is trash.
Not he shot 9 for 21.
That's almost 50%. Oh my God. Hey, Burks.
Well,
wait, Burks. We don't have time to argue because this is the end of the show. I'm just going to say this. That is absolutely wrong and terrible what you just said. Makes no sense. You said Jokic played like trash tonight. Go look at the box score, man. That's kind of nuts. I got to go now, and I'm happy I do because it's one of the worst things I've heard in recent memory. Oh, he was 9 of 21. He had a triple-double. They won the game. This guy's whooping ass. Jokic's trash game was 23 points, 12 assists, and 17 rebounds. I'm glad I got to leave now because that was nuts. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. Thank you to you for listening. There's a hockey game going on. It's been on for 6 hours. It's the 7th longest game in NHL history. It's going to be on when I'm back tomorrow. Thank you, Chef.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give Grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.